Hey, this is Chris Brown. This episode is brought to you by Vanderblumen, the search group who helps churches and ministries build great teams through their innovative pastor search and church staffing process. Visit Vanderblumen.com for more information. That's Vander, BLOEMEN.com. Now, on to our show.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks. I'd like to welcome you to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. I'm your host, Chris Brown, and so excited because we're just a few days away from my favorite holiday, Father's Day, where we celebrate me. That's right. I'm a father. And so it's all about me. It's all about me. It's all about me. Nope. Actually, in this particular episode, you're going to find out that it's not about us, those of you who are fathers. So anyway, you guys out there, and you owe me a big, huge digital fist bump on social media because I'm reminding our entire Chris Brown's True Stewardship community so they can hook you up this weekend. So your kids, your spouse. So I'm waiting on that. Chris Brown on air, just big digital fist bumps. Just send the love my way. I'm all about it. Now, if you didn't do anything for her on Mother's Day or anything for your kids on their birthday, then I can't help you, right? You got nothing coming your way. You reap what you sow, the Bible says, right? So today we're going to be talking all about how to have the best Father's Day, an episode dedicated to fathers. And if you're not a father, I'm hoping that you will share today's broadcast with some fathers, and I'm also hoping that it also gives you some insight into the heart of a father. It's hard to believe. Father's Day 2016. How did we get here? 2016. That's crazy to me. It's just like yesterday, I was like, man, I can't wait till it's 2000. That's going to be nuts. And here we are in 2016. You know, Father's Day always brings a mix of emotions. Now, some of you have had a great experience with dads and some fatherhood memories that, you know, that you'd really enjoyed. And some of you have fatherhood memories that you'd rather put behind you. I totally get that. And this year, like any other year, will be a mixture of emotions for me. I'm thrilled that I get to experience my 11th Father's Day as a father myself. Of course, I'm thrilled that I have three kids who are healthy, and we have a home that I longed for as a child, a peaceful home. But there's also some pain associated with my experience with my father. You know, I've never shared this part of my story before, but my mom and my biological father, they divorced when I was 2 years old. And I never really knew why. But the best explanation that I ever heard was that he was just never into the kid thing. And I now realize that he wasn't really rejecting me personally, Chris Brown, but just the concept in general of having kids. You know, back in that year, 1979, he apparently was in a pretty selfish season. So I was raised by a single mom. She also had three other short marriages that all included violence. And you could say that I have a lot of reason to have a nasty taste in my mouth when it comes to fatherhood. But I'm a strong believer in the fact that one of the things that God has entrusted us with is our gift to be able to choose. He has given us the ability. He's entrusted us the ability to choose. We have a choice. And like anything else in life, we have a choice how we react to situations. And the times when I chose to not rebel against dysfunction, well, it didn't work out for me. When I kind of fell into the flow of dysfunction, it wasn't good. Now, if we have experienced dysfunction when it comes to our childhood experience with our fathers or our mothers, The worst thing we can do is pile more dysfunction on top of dysfunction. Maybe you're there right now and you're like, you know what? I've got these bad memories as you know, my fatherhood memories. And so in your spirit, you feel yourself kind of rebelling against the whole entire concept. And no matter what math you do, dysfunction on dysfunction never adds up to anything fruitful or anything helpful for you, anything helpful for your family or the body of Christ. The wild thing is even though I was states away from my biological father, I've always wanted to be like my biological father. I always thought he was cool and he was rich. I mean, anything was rich compared to what we lived like, but a successful businessman looking from the outside in, I wanted to be like him when I grew up. He was a good looking man, was, again, a successful businessman, lived in a great place in Southern California. About once or twice a year, and he would spoil me for a day. So he'd kind of just fly in and spoil me and fly out, or he'd fly me in, spoil me, and then fly me back. And I knew then, and I know now, that was due to guilt. But here's the deal, folks. I didn't care. I lived in extreme poverty and in a home that was oppressed, and he appeared to be living the high life. The problem was, he wasn't interested in developing any kind of relationship. This was a constant frustration of mine growing up. He wasn't interested in a relationship. But I always was so quick to forgive, thinking it was going to change one day. And one day, well, that day, it actually came. Well, folks, you're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Talk about your life. Talk about your money. The phone number is 866-357-3283, and the email is chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Hey, when I was an executive pastor, I used Vander Blumen's search group to help me find church leaders to join our church. As the leading search firm for churches and faith-based organizations, Vander Blumen prayerfully comes alongside your team to guide you through the search process and bring you great candidates that fit your church's needs. And actually, they connected Dave Ramsey with me. Because of their ministry, I am able now to serve and use my passions to spread the message of stewardship to the local church. Visit vanderblumen.com for more information. That's Vander, BLOEMEN.com. Well, folks, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and I'm your host, Chris Brown, and today we're talking all about Father's Day. You know, when I was in high school, I managed the emotions of a troubled home life by drowning myself in sports. All year long, I played sports and not just played, but folks, I was at every single practice possible for every sport possible, whether I was good or not. And I was the first one there and the last one to leave. And well, as a result, you know, you put in all those hours, I became pretty good. Not because of natural athleticism, but just because of a lot of reps and a lot of muscle memory, whether it be throwing a ball, catching a ball, hitting a ball, you name it, or hitting somebody else in football, there's just a lot of muscle memory. So in high school, I had a lot of success in baseball, and although living in Florida, and my dad being all the way in California, he got wind of my success. The next thing I know, Dad started calling. Apparently, I was starting to arrive. I was beginning to be worthy of his attention. Well, I went and I played at college, and I had some more success. Starting to make the news more and more. More awards, more scouts. Then I graduated. Then I'm getting married. Oh my goodness. Could I be good enough now for my dad? Could I possibly be good enough? Well, Dad began to call more and more, just to check in. No agenda, just to talk. Interesting. I never questioned motives. And to be honest, I didn't even care what his motives were. I was just craving his attention. Was holding on to every word. He got into telling me how proud he was of me. And I'm just like holding on to every syllable that he said. Well, on October 19th of 1999... last century, I got the best phone call in the world. My dad called me and told me he was planning on coming out to my wedding. He had missed College World Series. He had missed the All-American Awards. He had missed so many events. But he had actually bought the tickets to our wedding that was scheduled in 2 months. December 18th of 1999. Yes, I had to get married before Y2K. I'm just saying. So I was pumped, folks. And once he saw that I was normal, I didn't have a third eye, he wanted to be a part of my life. So over the next 2 months, there was lots of anticipation, lots of calling, talking about him coming out early, us hanging out, us catching up, making up for all the lost time. Never a real apology, but an implied one. And then I got a phone call on a Saturday morning that still rings in my head today. A call from my Aunt Kathleen telling me my dad had a random brain aneurysm at his desk. And I flew from Charlotte to California immediately, and 2 days later, I had to pull the plug on my father, 18 days before my wedding. I know that's heavy to hear, but I want you to know that you're not the only one with father baggage. Your friend is not the only one with father baggage. God's ways are not our ways. He allows us to face many trials, to go through pain, and we have to trust him. He tells us in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. He tells us that in John 16:33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. He tells us in Isaiah 55:8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways. And folks, I pray that that encourages you. Now, let's go to 2016. What are some things that we can do to make sure that we have the best Father's Day ever? Well, I have some ideas, and I wonder if they're actually what you would expect, these ideas on how you can have the best Father's Day in 2016. Well, if you're just joining us, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and I'm your host, Chris Brown. Well, folks, if you've been thinking about investing lately, it's hard to dive right in. You need to know how it works and why you actually need to invest, whether you're a father or not. Well, an investing advisor with the heart of a teacher can answer all your questions and help you make the most of your retirement savings. Our endorsed local provider program has been connecting people to these trustworthy investing professionals for 15 years. I know I found my investing professional through the ELP program and am proud to offer our listeners access to these outstanding professionals as well. So if you need someone that you can count on to help your investing needs, go to stewardship.com and click on Find an ELP, and you'll complete this small investing form, and you'll get connected with a trusted expert right there in your area. So don't wait to get educated on your future. Go to stewardship.com, click on Find an ELP to get started today.
Thank you for being with us today on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We want to hear your questions and your success stories. Every story, from your smallest milestone to your biggest victory. Email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And now let's get back to Chris.
Well, we're talking all about Father's Day today here on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. And I told you I had some ideas on how you could have the best Father's Day here in 2016 possible. I realized that this information is kind of tailored for those of you with kids at home. But listen, whatever season of life you're in, I mean, apply this however you choose, because these ideas apply to any other areas of our life as well, and I pray that it encourages you. But the first thing is, if you want to have a great Father's Day, some recommendations for you is to get up early rather than sleep in. No way, Chris. Did you just say that? Get up early rather than sleep in? Yes. Now, hear me out. You may have to go to bed a little bit earlier than midnight the night before, okay? But if you can get a head start on everyone else in the morning, this is what will happen. You'll feel more like you're leading them than reacting to them, that you're leading your family. Not only will you be able to be ahead of the game, but you'll also be able to get on the right perspective of gratitude before the day even starts. Spend some time with God. And of course, this goes for any day, but especially on a day where, you know, commercialism says that it's all about you. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with commercialism or them marketing Father's Day. I don't want to get into that. But there is this overall message out there that this day revolves around you. And, you know, when we start thinking like that, we get in trouble, even if it is a holiday. So to start off grateful with no expectations, you're setting yourself up to not only be thankful all day, but to not be bummed all day that people didn't meet your expectations. You just kind of put your expectations at the floor saying, hey, listen, this is not all about me. And anything that happens is gravy. And then what I would do is I would act on that gratitude by saying thank you as much as possible. These are the things that I'm going to do on Sunday. Very good for our souls to actually express gratitude. When you receive a gift or you receive some kind of action, hey, let your kids hear your voice of appreciation. Say thanks to store clerks or say thanks to strangers who hold the door open for you or friends and extended family members. And be especially purposeful about thanking your spouse and your kids. And let everyone hear your reasons. Why are you so thankful? Take time to also thank God through prayer and reflection as a family. It's so weird, but through thanking others, guess what happens? We're refreshed. What comes out of our mouth is very important. Of course, we know, and out of the mouth, the heart speaks, right? Matthew 15 speaks to this, and Luke 6 speaks to this. So that's why we have to set the tone early. Here's another one. Watch what you say about others. Now, your kids are listening. When you're on the phone with a friend or chatting with your spouse, be careful how you talk about other people. What may feel like we're just doing some normal catching up or some normal venting, it sticks with your kids in a different way. They don't process it that way. They just hear you talking bad about others. So I would avoid envious talk or put downs that only serve to make you feel better for a moment. You know, we all do this. Conversations like that teach kids that jealousy is an appropriate substitute for gratitude, and it's not. Instead, use your words to build others up, and not just in front of your kids. The bottom line is you'll respect yourself more, and you'll realize that they will respect you more, and studies show that that's what ultimately fulfills a man. That's what ultimately fulfills a father, respect. The bottom line is the more respectable things that we do, the more respected we'll be. Dang, that has a nice little ring to it. The more respectable things we do, the more respected we'll be. Now, here's another idea. Now, this one is very counterintuitive, as though the rest of them already have been. But here's another one. Surprise your spouse, surprise your wife, or surprise your kids by showing appreciation to them. It's going to be like, what? Well, show appreciation to your family by maybe taking on a task that maybe someone else in the house normally does. If your wife normally cooks or she makes the beds or maybe she weeds the flower beds or maybe she normally cleans the cars. I don't know what it is that she does that you don't, but do it for her or do it for your kids as a shock. And maybe your kids are in the age where I know mine are, where they're learning to clean their own room every morning. Okay, and they're kind of hit and miss on this, but you may not care to clean your kids' room for them, but you could grant them one messy day just this once, and you could do it for them. Completing a chore for your spouse or your kids, well, it's a great way to say, hey, I appreciate the fact that you do this every day without complaining. I'm sure it's not easy. It's not necessarily your favorite thing to do, but I want you to know that I'm thankful for you. And that what you do around here matters. You will be amazed how much more enjoyable that is than receiving a necktie. that is going to be so much more enjoyable. You will enjoy Father's Day so much more. And maybe we go one step further and you actually ask your family, what are they thankful for today? You know, I'm proud of the fact that my kids' childhood is crazy different than mine was. But if I'm not careful, that can create a sense of entitlement in them. I really want to repel that mindset with all my might. How do I do that? I ask them what they're thankful for all the time. God's will, after all, is that we should give thanks for everything, 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says. This gives them lots of opportunities to either acknowledge how great God has been or to be honest about not liking him very much right at that moment. Either way creates a deeper heart change, not behavior, deeper than that, heart change. And suddenly they're not as upset about the lemonade that they didn't get with their chicken nuggets, which drives me bananas, by the way. A grateful heart is an attractive and generous heart. And if I want my kids to someday be generous, effective leaders in their families and for the kingdom, well, they need to learn to be thankful. And there's no better day to develop that than on Father's Day. It feels so good. And to see them get it. So maybe you're like, Chris, dude, you're over the top. This is not me. Maybe a good step for you is just to write some notes. Maybe write some very nice notes to your family, calling things out in them. Tell your kids things like the things that you wanted to hear as a kid, right? You can do it. Our kids want to know that they have what it takes to reach their goals, to be brave, to persevere. We want to encourage them. But we also want to point them towards Christ. Let them know, yeah, you can do it, but it's because we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength, Philippians 4:13. I want to raise kids who have a faith stronger than mine, not equal, stronger than mine. And kids who believe that what is impossible with men is possible with God, Luke 18:27 says. And kids who know I believe in them. I never had a dad who believed in me, but I had several pastors and leaders and teachers and coaches who did, and that's powerful. So say and write things like, I'm proud of you. I'm sorry, will you forgive me? Those go so far. Few things surprise my sons more than when I admit that I'm wrong, when I ask them for forgiveness. Because let's be honest, so few parents actually dare to be that vulnerable. You will have a tremendous Father's Day. You will be tremendously respected if you model this kind of vulnerability. Now, folks, the bottom line is, you will be amazed at how much better Father's Day feels when it's focused on others rather than you. We may get blessed in the process. You know, that's going to happen. Completely fine. But mentally, that isn't what the day's about. If we're honest, the days where it's all about us, there's something inside of us that is not nearly as deeply joyful as the time we went on a missions trip, or we played with the underprivileged child at the park, or made the special needs child smile ear to ear, right? It truly is more blessed to give than to receive. Again, there's absolutely nothing wrong with receiving gifts or praise or accolades or attention. But our human nature already leans that way so much. We have gravity towards me, 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 right? And I'm sure, you know, we're not too overbalanced and there's too many of us listening in today that we need to just chill out. Whoa, 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 folks. We're way too others focused. You know, there's none of us that are that far out of balance being others focused too often. Okay. So we need to work on this. So your last tip before we sign off today is just be content. It's a tall order. So just start your day off that way. When spending time with your family and friends, work on being content. Don't grab your phone every 5 seconds to check on it on social media. Just enjoy the moment. When you get ready for the day, try not to scrutinize every flaw that you have. You look in the mirror and you're like, oh, I'm getting old. There's the gray hair. Things don't look as good as they need to, right? Just be content. When you look at your home and your stuff, train yourself to be grateful. I did not have a good fatherhood experience as a child. You may not have either. But we really do have a choice. And we can be resentful or we can be grateful. I love what my friend Chris Hogan says. It's hard to be hateful when you're grateful. And one of the best gifts God's ever entrusted us with is this ability to choose. And we need to steward that ability like anything else, His way and for His glory. So hear from Ramsey Solutions, hear from me, hear from this show. Happy Father's Day to you. I don't know if you needed to hear today's broadcast or maybe you got a friend, but I want to encourage you, share this with them. I pray it makes a huge difference in their life. Folks, don't forget, as you strive to leave an inheritance, not only of character, what we've talked about in this show, but also monetarily as well, you can get all your investing questions answered by one of our ELPs by going to stewardship.com and clicking on Find an ELP. God, we commit this Father's Day to you. We pray that our actions and our thoughts and everything in between this Sunday bring you glory. In Jesus' name. Amen.